Disclaimer: the following podcast includes adult content topics, some profanity, and Bridgerton spoilers. Duh.
Dearest gentle listeners, have you heard the news? Welcome everyone to our podcast called Buzz of the Ton, where we talk all things Bridgerton. My name is Caitlin, and I am your host for this very special episode of the podcast. And joining me today, I have four other lovely ladies. We have Sarah.
Hey.
We have MC.
Hey.
I have Mia.
Hi.
And JP.
I don't know what that was.
How's it going, you guys?
Oh my gosh.
Oh my Jesus. I love it. Okay, I'm sorry.
It's awesome. How's everyone's day been so far?
Better now that I'm talking to you ladies.
Yeah.
Aww.
Yes.
She's not as nice. She's not always as nice, y'all. I promise. I'm just I'm doing great. But today was actually a pretty good day, even though it was a Monday.
Yeah, I was really tired today.
Same. I was like super tired for no. I was like, why am I so tired?
Yeah. Just preparing for parent-teacher conferences.
Ooh, oh, fun. How big is your classroom size?
I have two classrooms, so I have 45 students in total.
Oh Jesus. That's you meet nothing. With like separate you meet with them
No,
separate?
I meet with every damn parent.
Oh my God. Wow.
That's a lot. Damn.
That's a lot and, of kids to remember.
Yeah, but usually they're like 15 minutes long. So I try to just be like super quick about it, and it's more of like, I mean, it's third grade, so it's pretty laid back.
But
for like the students that are behind grade level in reading, we have to meet with the parents for half an hour, and it just sucks because like if the parent doesn't come to the meeting, you have to like for any of the meetings you have to like reschedule, which I don't really want. Yeah, I just want to use the time that I have to meet with them.
Yeah. That's crazy. You should be like, bad teacher, be like, April, fifth student. She's always on time. Don't even know the kids.
No, there are like three separate days where I get out at like 8:30.
Oh, gross.
God. I bless anybody who's a teacher or in the medical field. I bless all y'all because I couldn't do it.
Especially I'm technically both.
Yeah.
Okay. I couldn't do it. I could not do it.
Honestly, though, like, I've been... So, every parent-teacher conference is different. Like, I try to do it different every year. And this time, this year, my teammate and I, we're just trying to make it, like, as chill as possible. Like, they're third graders, you know? Like, yeah, they're participating or... You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Or, I mean, when it comes to, like the math and the reading, like, we have more data, but, like, other than that, like, I just want them to be happy, so it's more of, like, just very chill, because before it was, like, writing down all these notes, and that would take a long time, and now it's, like, yeah, they got this on the test, just have them practice their math facts, like, you know what I mean, so it's pretty laid back.
Teachers rule, because... Y'all can do it because I couldn't handle no kids. I'd be fired the first day because I called somebody's kid an asshole. See? I'm just being real. I'm being so real. They'd be like, you're fired. You literally called him an asshole. I was like, I didn't say that. You're hearing things. Yeah, no.
Like gaslighting them into saying.
One time when I was teaching, I said crap and all the kids were like, ooh. I'm like, it's not that bad, friends.
The best is when they swear. The best is when they swear and you repeat it back. You're like, oh geez, sound that good, huh?
Yeah.
Like, you called them a bitch. Why did you call them a bitch?
Wait, there's this
video. They were being a bitch.
There's this video where this guy was like, he called his classmates. He was like, your mom's a hoe. They was like, what? He was like, you heard me. I said, and your mama's a hoe.
Okay, my coworker was telling me that one of my students from last year, he can I say this online? He called someone cara de pito, which means dick face. Like, I have never heard someone say that swear word to someone.
Like, wow.
He said like, it how old?
No, this is a fourth grader, but he was like, yeah, I heard you said the bad word. Oh yeah, yeah, I called him dick face, but you know what? I regret it. I should have walked away. I shouldn't have said it.
Wait, he said that? Like, he said I regretted it.
Yeah. He's like
actually really cute.
He's like,
I want to give him a point.
There's no need to tell my mom. It's okay.
I'd have given him points. He knows how.
I'd be like, is the dick coming out of his nose? Or like,
no.
No, it's like basically in Spanish, it's like your face looks like a dick.
He's a serial killer. He knew that. He knew he was wrong and said that.
And then he goes,
he's a serial killer.
And then my friend was like, but I heard that you called him something else. Oh yeah, I called him a fucking dumbass. But you know what? No. I should have walked
MC,
away.
He
is should have walked away.
He said I should have walked away. No, that's a serial killer. Are you serious?
And then,
most kids would have been like, yeah, I called him that. And I'll say it again. Or they're like, yeah, I said it. No, not that I knew I said it and I was wrong. I should have walked away. You're a serial killer.
And then he goes, but he also said, she was like, but you all, something happened. Like, did you guys wrestle or something? Oh yeah, I tackled him to the ground. You know what? Next time I will just calm down before I do anything. I need to call my mom. There's no need to call my mom.
There's no need to call. I'm sorry. Yo.
Okay.
These days, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Bruh, kids, that's too logical
like
for
that
me.
Hilarious. In my class.
That would have freaked me out. Wrong. If my kid would have been bad and then came back to me and told me he was bad and then said, I knew I was wrong and you don't need to call my mom, I would have been like, get out of my class because you're scaring me. I don't even...
Serial killer.
I don't trust you. Something is wrong with you and that freaks me out. That freaks
it's
me all the way out.
Manipulation.
It is. Like, that's too logical for a fourth grader. That's too much logic.
I should have done that. I know now. Yeah, that was funny.
Oh my goodness. Anyway. I think we're done talking about school.
We called an emergency meeting.
Emergency.
To give our thoughts and theories on the very first eclipse we got on February 1st.
Oh my god.
It's warning.
Our emergency meeting.
Yeah, right.
warning.
We did get some warning from Netflix, like the day before.
Right.
We would be getting some sort of sneak peek, but I don't know about you guys, but I have a bit of PTSD from the last few times where we haven't gotten much of anything.
Yes.
So how did you guys feel? Maybe how did you feel when they said, okay, there's a sneak peek coming. And then how did you feel when the clip dropped?
Well, I'm not listening to Mia anymore. So.
Whoa.
Okay. To be fair, I was saying the same thing. I completely agreed with Mia.
I was just
because
like, okay.
Mia and I had got up at 6 o'clock that morning, mm-hmm. and all we saw was the 3 second
clip. Second little clip.
Yeah.
From
and we're
China
like, that's it.
Japan.
That's it. We're not getting more.
And then I was the next one to wake up because you guys are on the East Coast. I'm in the Midwest. And so I woke up and I saw you guys were like, yeah, nothing's going to happen. I'm like, fuck me. Like, I'm going to be all like discombobulated before work. And now I have to deal with this. And then I was like, okay, let's just wait. Let's just see. And then finally the things dropped. And I was like screaming in my closet, trying not to be loud. And yeah.
Honestly,
and I
didn't work. I didn't expect much. Like, I feel like I'm like you, Caitlin. Like, I was just like, yeah, something, maybe we'll see their face. Or like, you know what I mean? But I didn't really expect them to like actually drop like clips of them acting like that. I freaked out. I'm not gonna lie.
I expected that. I was pissed when I thought it was 3 seconds. I was actually getting ready to go off on Netflix.
I was like, no, there's no way that they're gonna tell us there's a sneak peek coming and then give us like a blink of this apparent clip. Like, what a waste of time.
But they would have
done all over again.
They would have.
That's why we responded that way, because they would have done some shit like that. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I mean, if you go on Netflix and you look up season 3 teaser it's the season 2 trailer that we got with the dates that literally has nothing to do with season 3.
Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly what I'm talking about right there.
I have no faith.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Yep.
They dropped, we thought we were going to get
nothing.
Some, like they literally dropped this in parts. Like they were like, okay, y'all gonna get some photos and then we're gonna drop the date separately. But then they dropped this some, it's not our fault that somebody at Netflix can't do their job. Because they dropped the dates like days before, and then the next day they did an emergency. What they did was they did an emergency outing because somebody effed up. Because somebody was like, somebody dropped the dates early. Yeah. So then they came back the next day and was like, well, I guess we gotta give them a date.
Mm-hmm. Let's give them a shitty ass trailer too.
Instead of doing it in a way that they probably would have probably done it differently, like giving us maybe like a small clip from it, they put together a fan edit and then, or they stole somebody's fan edit and then put all that stuff on there and then made season 2 stuff. And then you get mad at us because we getting a season 2, another season 2 clip. Are you serious?
Right.
No. So you have to understand where I'm coming from. Seeing that, I was very upset. I was already mad about the dates. The dates had pissed me off. I'm not gonna lie. So then we get the season 2 redo, and I was like, I'm really mad. Then we get, now the only thing that really saved that was Christmas, because they dropped all those beautiful photos. So Christmas saved them. So, but how do you expect me to feel when they're saying, "Oh, it's a sneak peek"? I don't know. I don't trust them. I don't trust Netflix. Yeah. I don't. They've messed with my mental health
again.
No,
it's really depressing.
Like Caitlin my mental and I health were talking in the chat. Affected. Yeah, Caitlin and I were talking in the chat. We were saying that Valentine's Day is going to be from Shonda, so that's when we're going to get stuff. But the Netflix day is coming from Netflix, so we're not going to get a damn thing. But we did, but not much. But we did.
I was for sure. We I was like, of,
yeah, we went into the with the mindset like, okay, let's just not expect anything and then be pleasantly surprised if we do get something.
Yeah,
we've been burned before and it sucks. So
yeah, because they've been like teasing us, you know what I mean, like all
they've been playing
June of last year.
Exactly, they've been, just a tease, and like Mia said, they'll drop this one little thing and then I'm expecting a lot, but it's actually not nothing. So when this happened, I was like, yeah, I'm not going to get anything. Or if I do, I'm not going to even get my hopes up. You know what I mean? So I was super, super excited when we did get to see all these clips.
Okay. Well, like right now, I think we only have about 3.5 more months until part 1 comes out. So I feel like most of the stuff coming out now is actually going to be something.
And
It's like rolling out. Like it's going to be rolling out now. Right. But they have to understand where the fans are coming from. Mm-hmm. We've been in this for like 2 years. We was in this for 2 years. And then the strike didn't make it any better. So it's like, of course we understand that y'all had to film it. Okay, we get that part. But even during filming, we got nothing. They were treating that like it was Area 51. Like you wasn't going to get nothing. So when they did drop stuff, people, I thought that they were punishing us because people were walking around set taking photos of the characters and dropping it. And I remember making a video. I was like, bro, y'all gonna get us in trouble because they're gonna keep holding stuff to us. They're gonna be holding stuff back from us because y'all keep leaking stuff. That's exactly what they did.
Did like this amount of stuff get leaked for season 2? I don't think so, right?
No, there was no leaks because nobody was really paying. I'm telling into you, Colin it. Is what set like. Colin brought it out. Like, Colin was like the open door for everything to me personally.
I do think that Shonda did get pissed that a bunch of things were done, and we definitely got like scolded in a way. Why are we even going to tell you guys all these things? Because you already know so much. So, like, we're just going to try to not tell you as much as possible. But then I feel like the strike happened, so it got even worse. Like, I feel like we were gonna get more stuff, but then the strike happened. So,
but then also, I felt like they ruined that thing with Colin because saw Colin's outfit like back in July of 2022. So, when they dropped the photo art from June, it kind of I felt bad for him because I was like, we've already seen this. Like, It's not fair. So I didn't, I mean, I appreciate the leaks, but I didn't like them because I think just when she saw them, she shut it all the way down. Jess Brownell was like, nope, like we're done. Like we're done with this. Y'all not getting nothing else until we're ready to give y'all something. Cause I feel like the leaks is what really got us in trouble. I'm not even.
Oh, they were pissed. Yeah,
they were pissed because you can see it like that. That though, all those photos of like them taking photos of Luke, like, bruh, that was hell. And I was literally so mad. Like, I was like, bruh, y'all keep dropping these leaks. Like, stop. Like, Luke is getting pissed. Like, you can see it in his pictures. Luke
was pissed.
He was pissed. Like, he was scolding people. Like, he was like, why are y'all taking a picture of me? And then when they dropped it, it was like, he was like, I bet he was like, man, F y'all. I can't even.
Because it was his big, it was a big premiere. You know what I mean? Like, if the picture wouldn't have dropped, like, imagine like what the fandom would have done when the actual pictures
exactly.
Now the pirate picture, I think that might have been a tabloid. That one might have been a tabloid.
No, it wasn't. It was from somebody from Twitter. Her name was something, and she dropped it because they were on site.
Reddit stuff.
Yeah, it was a bunch of stuff from Twitter. Okay. And they during filming, and I remember because they were snapping pictures. So it was like he was walking like along the side where they were like filming, and you can see he never like he smiled when he couldn't see them, but then when you can tell when they saw they were taking pictures, they immediately got serious face. Like it was like serious, and then like all the photos that they snapped of Luke, he was like scolding. Like he was like, "Why are y'all taking a photo of me?" Like, I'm literally in costume. So when they dropped the photo of Colin, it wasn't really, it was exciting, but it wasn't because it was like, we had already seen it. And I just thought that was not fair. So the big reveal was Penelope, because you know who they kept that heifer on lock. They was like, you're not seeing nothing from Penelope Featherington. You're not getting anything. We didn't see nothing from Nicola. Like, no costumes, no hair, nothing. So that was like the biggest reveal. But Colin, we had already saw Colin, and I thought that was unfair. But yeah.
I see that.
So we got two clips from this little sneak peek. And the first one is kind of like this night scene where Colin is taking this step towards Penelope. And then we also have one where it looks like they're doing lessons on how to get Pen a husband. And so we're going to start with the late night scene and kind of go around to everybody here and we're going to hear their thoughts and theories. So maybe what you think this clip is, what do you think is happening, that kind of thing. So I'm going to start with JP. So JP, what are your theories on this clip?
My theories on this clip are probably the same as everybody else's theories on this clip, but because Nick said that she was laughing at everybody's theories, I don't know what to believe.
Oh my God, that messed me up too.
I know. So my theory is that this is like Ledger in Queen Charlotte. He came out of left field. We didn't expect him to be with Lady Danbury. We expected Charlotte's brother to be with Lady Danbury. So that would came out of left field. So that's what I think this seems. I think it's going to be something that we have not thought about whatsoever. That's my.
Okay, Mia, what's your theory?
So I mean, my initial response was that I thought he was going to rip her apart. And then I thought that he was going to eat her face. But after I saw what Nicola said, I said, okay, maybe it wasn't that. So now I'm thinking like, I kept seeing a lot of people because I know that photo was from that same clip is from the photo that we got from Tadum. I'm thinking that it's when he comes back from his travels and he's going back to see her. And like, she basically scolds him for like, not like that's, they're going to be their interaction where he tries to like get back into her good graces, even though it looks seductive. And she, apparently she was crying. I did see like a tear. So she looks, it looks seductive, but you can't tell. At first I thought it was raining. I'm not gonna lie. Maybe I added that in my head. Cause it looked like it was raining, and I was like, "Is this what is going on?" But I think it's when they first like have like when he tries to come back and like tries to get back in her good graces. But I don't know. I mean, that I just feel like why would it be that dramatic if that was gonna be it? But I don't know.
MC, what's your thoughts?
So I think that Penelope writes about herself in The Lady Whistledown, and she probably writes about Colin too. And the response that she gets is, I think it's going to go like very much against her or him. And then that's, I think that's like a lot of people thinking that like he is trying to like go to see her to apologize, because that would be so to Colin to just be like, oh shit, that happened, I have to go talk to her. You know what I mean? I feel like maybe that's why she's upset.
That's a good insight that maybe she wrote about it. And then
I think the reaction that she expected from the ton wasn't as expected. And I even think that like people make fun of her for it. Like, yeah, he's right. Like, you know what I mean? So it like basically bites her in the ass. Like, cause she's
like
writing,
she talks bad about herself.
Yeah. Cause that's what happens in the book. She writes bad about herself. Mm. And so,
that's true. I never thought about that.
She does. That's right. She says she's like a sipidit waffle.
Insipidit wallflower.
Yeah.
She said that she would retire if the day Bridgerton married Penelope Featherington.
Yeah. So maybe she writes that. Oh,
that's a good. Ooh.
What if she does write that? I feel like she's just gonna be writing bad about herself. Hence, also including what Colin did last. The last episode.
Mm-hmm.
And then she basically she doesn't fucking care. Over the summer she got a bunch of confidence, but after that happens, like people make fun of her for it and she's like, oh shit. Like, I didn't expect to feel this bad.
So you think that's him apologizing to her?
That's him freaking out and going over and seeing like, I am so sorry, like Lady Whistledown should have written this about you and all this stuff, but she was like, I heard you. I don't know.
Oh wow. Cool. I really like that. Because I mean, it could kind of lead up to the fact of like, because remember, she's supposed to be trying to find a suitor on her own, but so she can't. So it's like basically her way of like getting back like, at him and being like, well, I'm gonna use what you said against me and write about that about myself. And put you in it and make it look like you're the reason why I can't find a husband. Because she can't, remember, she's going to, like, be failing at finding a husband. And then it's not going to work. And so she's going to probably think about what he said. And then she's, damn, I like that. Because that's a part of her manipulation. And she's a little manipulative a little bit.
Yeah, she is. I remember you said that. She's an Aries, manipulative.
She's manipulative. Oh, my God. I love that. I really do hope that happens. Because I love that idea. That's like. Oh, that's like twisted. Like, I wrote about myself. I talked shit about myself and it made you feel bad in the process.
But damn, she also felt bad. But, you know, because I feel like she just didn't give a fuck. She's like, oh, whatever, I'm over it. But then she sees everyone's reaction and she's like, I'm actually not over it.
I love that. I love that. That's amazing.
That's what I think.
Okay, Sarah, what's your theory?
Okay, so I thought everyone else was going to have the same thoughts as me, but I guess not. Okay. So my thought is, so we get the same outfit in like three different photos. So like we get her sitting in the windowsill with the same outfit. We get the close up of her with Colin, like very close to her in the same outfit. And then we got this clip with the same outfits. So my idea is like the progression I'm thinking is when she's sitting in the windowsill, I know you mentioned she might've like written something. To me, it feels like she's kind of feeling defeated. Like she's not like the husband, or she's just not finding a husband like the way she thought she would. So she's feeling defeated and she doesn't go to a ball or something. And then Colin shows up later that night, like, why didn't you show up? And then she kind of talks about like, oh, well, you know, no one would ever dream of courting me and stuff like that. And then Colin's like, well, wait, what are you talking about? And then we kind of get like the scene from the book where Penelope asks Colin to kiss her. But instead of that, we get it like our wishes where Colin like can't help himself. So then he's like, well, no, like you're beautiful. And then he goes and kisses her.
Do you think that's the first kiss? Did Do you think that's the first
pick? I think so, just because the photo we got, that close up of them, they're so close to each other. Like, I guess I just can't see it being anything other than a kiss, because
in the book it happens early on too.
Right.
It happens early on.
Right. So that's kind of what I was thinking. So I don't know. That's
where I was going. The kiss happens after they go to the Smythe Smiths, and then the next day, or does it happen before that? No, yeah, the next day she goes and sees him, and like, I can't remember what that happened. I think she was apologizing to him or something. Yeah. And then like, I think she was apologizing to him or talking to him about something. And then it goes into like, she that's what she asked him, like, Colin,
he goes tomorrow to see her because he thinks Eloise is Lady Whistledown.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the question is like, is this kiss going to happen before lessons or after lessons? I think it's going to happen kind of like between lessons. Like, I don't think Colin's just going to go and just kiss her out of the blue without having spent more time with her. You know what I mean? So I think some lessons have to have been going on at this point. And then again, she's feeling defeated, and then he comes to like reassure her, and you know, and then they end up kissing, and I don't know, maybe that's what it's like to kiss a guy. I don't know. Something like that.
So do you think this clip is before or after that other clip that we're gonna get?
I think that clip is after.
Yeah, I don't know.
I still think that clip is before their first interaction.
Yeah. You think this one's before? Yeah,
but then at the same time though, we've talked about how when a woman's hair is more like, I don't know, loose, then she's more in love. Whereas the clip, you know, the second clip we
that's true.
Her hair is more tight. So I don't know.
But that was just Kate. That wasn't necessarily.
Yeah, that's that true. Wasn't necessarily Penelope. Because Penelope has her hair down. Even in season two, she has parts where her hair is completely down.
But did it happen with Daphne?
No, it was really with Kate, I think.
It was really with Kate. Mm. Kate was the only one, because I think the whole point was that Kate's character was so uptight. So she started out being very uptight. True. And as she started to fall in love with Anthony, she started to get more relaxed.
Well, Penn's going to be that way a little bit too.
Well, I don't think Penelope's going to be so uptight where it's going to affect her wardrobe. I think Penelope's more of a butterfly. So hers is going to be more like, she's beautiful, but now she's becoming even more beautiful. It's like, like she's already going through a beautiful stage. Like, she's growing up, and then, like, she's just going to get even more beautiful, which I really think they're going to do something.
To be honest, of the outfits that we've seen, I think that this is my favorite look on her. I think she looks so beautiful, and I agree. See why Colin wouldn't be able to keep pretty. His hands off of her. You know what I mean?
So, just a thought.
Yeah.
Just a thought, but what if her hair is down when she's Lady Whistledown and her hair is up? Oh,
interesting.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's why she's in the window, so pondering.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thinking about Lady Whistledown stuff.
So, yeah, I mean, I think it could be kind of a combination of what you've been talking about, MC, and kind of what I theorize or something like that.
Yeah.
Caitlin, what do you think?
My theory is very similar to like Sarah and MC's. Sarah, the one that you just said, I'm pretty sure I even like brought that up in a prediction episode. Like,
yeah,
I don't even know how many episodes ago that was, but kind of like linking the pictures in sequence. Mm-hmm. And then like when I saw like this little flash of a clip, I was like, oh my God, is it gonna actually happen? Right. Mm-hmm. And so that was my first thought and theory. And then my second theory is only if this is only a theory if it happens after they're doing a couple lessons already. So my thinking is that Penn is frustrated. Let's say they've gone to a couple balls and he's kind of given her some lessons or tips or whatever, and it's not working. Okay. So she's frustrated. She's feeling self-doubt, maybe some lack of confidence. And maybe she's just like getting mad and taking her frustrations out on Colin. And I'm thinking maybe she's going to blurt out like, I don't want to die without ever being kissed. Like, or like these lessons aren't working. She's getting mad. She's getting angry at him. And then like when she makes the kiss comment, like Colin looks at her in a way like, wait, like I could kiss her, you know? And then maybe that kind of sparks like the first kiss being kind of out of the blue, like maybe he does it without even thinking, right? And then, or maybe he kisses her in the scene and they back away and they look at each other like, oh shit, like what did we just do? Like I don't know, I'm just like imagining
there's so many possibilities because that now I'm thinking like, why are they outside?
Yeah,
was he like rocking pebbles at her window?
I think it's because I think only reason why I say it's their first encounter because the windowsill photo, the outfit does match that dress. So it could have been the day he came. It could have been there the day he came back because she's looking out the window at something. So it could have been the day he came back. And then maybe I like the idea about the Lady Whistledown column coming out. And then maybe he goes to a ball. She's not there. So he goes to go see her. Maybe she's refusing to see him. Like, I don't want to see him. And then he's like, okay. And then like, he hasn't seen her. Remember, he hasn't seen her in God knows how long. So then she comes back. She has this completely different look. And so I feel like the slow walk is like, oh my God, like, this is not the same person that I just, this is not the same girl that I remember from whatever. Yeah.
The you only know what I'm thing, saying? The only thing is that Nicholas said that we're not going to see a glow up right away. And when I see that, I'm like, God damn, like she looks good. You know what I mean? Like that's
so yeah, which makes me think
we're not gonna. She said we're not gonna get a glow up right away, like from the first episode.
Yeah, which makes me think that this has to be in like episode two or three.
Well,
I think it's the end of episode two.
Yeah, it says episode two on the thing.
Yeah,
on the
On IMDb. Like I feel like it's gonna end on like an awkward like they're staring at each other moment or something like a cliffhanger. Even if it's a kiss, like who knows?
What if she is crying and. Sorry, go ahead, Sarah.
I was just gonna say, does everybody agree that this is a kiss scene?
I think, no, it I think be, it's a but kiss. I don't think.
You don't I can know see
it's either a kiss or
it's
an
too early.
Kiss.
I feel like it's too early. I feel like he's not gonna. If it's in episode two, I feel like that's too early. Maybe like episode four. Like they'll end episode four with the kiss because by that time, I think between episode two and three, maybe they'll be doing lessons. But, and in episode four, like something's gonna happen, but
the kiss has to happen before the carriage because in the book,
Well, remember though, I don't think we should focus too much on the book. I'm not saying that everything is going not going to be from the book, but the order of how the book goes, it might not be that. So they could switch everything around. So I think what I'm saying is like. I feel like you guys said earlier, like the lessons have to happen for him to kiss her.
Yeah.
Because I feel like they went through a lot before they even kissed. Like they went to the Smythe Smiths, they had went to the party together, like all that stuff. He cut his hand, like all that stuff happened before they kissed. So I really think there's like a lot of build later on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think the kiss will happen that early. Though it does look like
But that's what makes me think it's not episode two, though. Because I know, like, I don't, how reliable is that, though, that they said it's episode two?
I don't know.
It was from a reputable source, but I don't remember what it was. And that was just from my memory of it at the time. But
they did say
that was in June. So
yeah, right.
I think they said it's like on IMDb. So if you go on IMDb and look up Bridgerton,
it's on there.
Yeah, it is on there.
If you click the episode, the photo pops up of that scene.
Well, then it's got to be an almost kiss. I don't know.
Well, he looks.
It's got to end with some tension. There's got
to
be
a little tension. It just looks like tension to me. Like she. He look. I mean, because I feel like we're interpreting it because he's slow walking, because everything looks good in slow motion. But the truth is that she looked pissed. Like she was breathing heavy. Like she was hurt. Like
yeah,
hurt
he. Type but thing. He looks agitated. He looks like desperate. He looks like he's like, come on, you know what I mean? Or like he looks like he feels sorry, or he doesn't look mad. He looks more of just like, oh shit, like. I'm so sorry. Like
right, like he looks like he didn't mean it, but she looks like I'm pissed at you. Like her heavy breathing, like she looks.
That's why
mad.
I think
only Penelope heavy breathes like that when she's mad.
I think this is the conference. I think this is like him seeing her for the first time after she writes all this shit about him.
I guess I'm just interpreting it as a kiss because of that photo, that close up photo we get of her.
But that was just an angle together. But you have to also think about, like, that was just the way they angled that photo. Like, we don't really know what that whole scene is. Like, the angle was that close, but if you see it in picture, it's gonna look like they were about to kiss. But if you see it on an actual video, it looked like he was just leaning up against the post and they were like talking. That's what it looked like to me. Mm-hmm. Like, it didn't look like he was like right. Like, if he was like right here at her face, like if he was like, if it was like right here, then I would have been like, okay, they about to kiss. But he was like, there was still some distance between them. Like, it looked like he was like, his head was kind of leaned to the side, like, Penelope, what's up? Like, what's going on? Why are you doing this stuff, girl? What's that? Like, that's how it looked to me. But
I think you know how in season two they do like these close-ups of like Anthony and Kate just like staring at each other after just like an intense moment. Mm-hmm. Like, I think the picture is that like they're upset, they're arguing, and then for just a second or seconds they're just staring at each other and like closely like getting closer and closer and closer.
So I think could she be shout a kiss. Something at him. I think she shout something at him. I really do. Like, I think she like, shout maybe. Either like you like you said you would never dream of courting me, or I never asked you to court. Or, I really want her to say that. Never asked you to court me, because she said that in Benedict's book, and I would love for them to throw that in there, because she went back and told Colin like, I never asked you to court me. I never.
Oh
asked
my god. Her. That is
like, and then if he turns around, like that walking slow is like, what are you talking about? Like, what? Like, I never asked you that. I never asked you that. Like, I would love to see her get,
or like, you ruined my chances. You ruined my chances.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it has to be
getting
after
married
she's
and like,
get married.
I never asked you to do this and this and this. And then that's when he asks her, like, well, I can fix this and, like, everything. Like, I'm so sorry. I can't believe Lady Whistledown was writing this all about you.
Yes.
I don't know.
That's going to make it even worse, because when he finds out she wrote about herself, he's going to be like, did you really just play me? Like, oh, my God. The manipulation. I'm sorry.
I guess, I mean, they're all theories, so we could all be wrong, too.
I kind of think that, you know, because Pen looks so like she's breathing heavily, it makes me think like maybe they were at a ball and she like ran out of there, like, and he followed her, like maybe something was going on, and like she just felt like really frustrated or something, and she was upset and ran out. But like you said, like we could all be wrong, we could want, who knows, right? But I love theorizing all these little things, so much fun. Okay, are you guys ready to talk about the next clip?
Yes, and theorize that, even though we don't know what the hell's going on. Yep.
Okay, so the next clip that we got is the actual clip that we got. And it's a glimpse at Penn and Colin having their little flirting lessons. That's what it looks like. So I'm going to start with Sarah this time. So Sarah, what is your theory? Or not theory, but like, what are your thoughts about this clip?
I love this clip. I think it's super cute. And it definitely really, I think this was a really good choice for Shonda to show as her first clip, because at least one where they're talking, because it'll really show like the vibe of the season. So I was really happy to see that. And it's just like, it's just so cute. It's very rom-com-y. It's very like, they're very awkward. I showed it to my friend and she's like, wow, they're really awkward. I'm like, I know, that's the point. But I obviously this is some sort of lesson going on. There's some theories I saw with some of the pictures that we already got, that her hair is very similar to what we already got in some of the pictures. I know the one where they're at like a market, the hair is very similar. So it kind of makes me think like that marketplace photo is some sort of lesson too, or like she did that before or after this scene or something like that. But I don't really have much to theorize on this one, just because we got what we got. Like, I know some people are thinking,
maybe
I'll
ask this, and maybe I ask this question is like, what do you think is going to happen right after this
scene? Right. I mean, I know people heard the voices and they think it's Cressida. I don't know if I agree with that. I want to say it's got to be Eloise, because they're in the Bridgerton drawing room. Mm-hmm. So it makes sense why Eloise would be home. And I mean, I don't think Eloise is going to know that this is going on, that lessons are going on.
Like she would be pissed.
She sees them together.
Yeah. So yeah. I think she's coming home with like, because she's supposed to get like a new friend, right? So I think she's coming home with her new friends. And it's just going to be like this standoff, like awkward of Colin and Penn standing there with Eloise and her new friends. It's very high school.
I have a,
And then, you know, Eloise is going to be like, what's going on? And I don't know. I think it'll be kind of even more awkward. So that's what I think will happen. Mm-hmm. Something like that.
Okay. JP, what are your thoughts?
First of all, I want to just say, does everybody notice that before Penn even starts talking, when you first look at Colin, he takes a big gulp. You can see his Adam's apple pop up. It's adorable. Yeah. Hey. first of all, I just love everything about the scene. That's all I'm going to say. It is very rom-commy. I love the awkwardness. I love the staring. Gotta love the stairs. The stairs have been around since forever. I think immediately after, I hate to be a know-it-all, but there's absolutely 100% Eloise. You can hear her voice. She has a very distinct voice. It's Eloise coming in the room. Who she's with, no idea. And also, do you notice once Penn starts to look really afraid, Colin like starts looking worried and he's like, okay, I'm going to get the door. So I don't think Eloise is going to find them. I think Colin's going to
lock it,
tell Penn to go somewhere else, or we had had
like a bedroom.
Like a bedroom where she might find a journal.
Or like a mirror.
Behind the bookcase.
That's a good segue.
Just saying.
Oh, that is, yeah.
Wow. So, yeah, I think that's what's going to lead to the journal scene.
That's super interesting. I like that theory. Mia, what is your thought?
First, for me, it was the longing scene, the longing stairs, because that's something that Colin and Penelope do, as JP said, from season one. I mean, literally, they stare at each other so much. Penelope's first scene of us even knowing that Colin was her love interest was a staring scene. His first staring scene at Penelope when she was walking out to be meeting with the queen, it was a staring scene. Them looking at each other, it's when they were in the ball, like it's in the, when Marina was getting all that stuff together, so. And then he goes and greets Penelope. They're staring at each other. Like, the longing stares was the biggest thing for me, because it was just basically showing, like, they've long stares for so long, but now it's like, it means something. Like, before it was just like I said earlier tonight, before it was like, I think I might love you, but I'm not exactly for sure if that's what that is. But this look, these looks are like glowing looks, like, I know for a fact I'm in love with you, but we haven't reached that pivotal moment yet where we can express that to each other. So that's what I loved about that scene, was the longing looks, like, and then when you just see this blank stare on Colin's face in a more of like a, he's looking at her in a way like Penelope, but then when she says what she says, he looks at her like Penelope, like, what the hell? Yeah. Like, oh my God. Like, whoa. Like, I didn't know you could say stuff like that. Like, I didn't know you had those types of words that you could say those things to make me feel erect or direct or turned on or whatever you want to call it. Letting him know that he can get it. As I said, he can get it. So I feel like it's all of that together. And then I think she snaps out of it because she's like, she does that all the time. They always do that. Yeah. Every time they have these longing moments there, either he snaps out of it or she brings it back or Eloise interrupts it. It's like that scene really just put everything together, because
Eloise
normally she interrupts it or he'll interrupt it or Eloise interrupts it. But this time it was like, I mean, this is what, so they're both like, we're gonna get caught. And then Eloise comes. So it's like, here we go again with Eloise being a cock blocker, as always. So exactly. I feel like at the end of the day, like, the longing stares was the biggest thing for me, which is why I got emotional, because it was, I couldn't even, like, for so long you see them at one stage and you see them at these stages. And then when you see them at this main stage where they're like, this is going to happen for them, it really gets emotional. Even though it was supposed to be like a rom-com-y feel to it, it was still emotional because it was like for the first time you saw them like be like, I want you, like I physically want you right now. And I don't know if I should say that. I don't know if I should express that. So I love the longing stares. I love the scarf. I love the, yeah. It was direct. I love when he said that. He sounded so mature. I loved his waistcoat. His waistcoat was everything. And then like, I just loved that whole scene. It was very rom-com-y. It was very like, I think I said she's all that, but then I thought about the death, because I think in the movie that happened in the death, like they said something to each other, and then she was like, nope, never mind. Like, it was like really quick, like no. And so I love that. So yeah, that scene was just, it made me emotional. I really did cry. I cried. I saw it, and then I put my phone down, and then I said, I can't look at that because I'm literally about to start crying. And then I picked my phone back up and I watched it, and then I just started bawling. I was literally on a call at work, and I was literally sobbing in between talking. I was like, is there anything else? And he was like, no, I'm good. I was like, okay, thank you for calling, Lincoln. And I hung up the phone because I was really that
early in the morning.
It was so early, and I was in tears. Like, I was in tears because, like, it was just like, it's them, y'all. It's pollen. Like,
it's happening.
It's literally them, and we've been seeing and longing for them for so long. And when you see them, it's like, and then you see them at that stage, it's like, oh my God. So, yeah.
How many times do you think you've watched it in a row?
Huh?
How many times do you think you've watched that clip in a row?
How many times did we, or how many times would we? Because those are two different answers.
Yeah, like, did you? Like, how did, many do you think?
Would.
How many times did you think? Because I lost count. I don't know.
I think I've lost count. I think I get every time I get back on Instagram, I feel like it's everywhere because, like, when you go to your Explore page, when that clip dropped, let's just talk about the influence that this couple has. When that clip dropped, my Explore page was all pop. Like, I didn't see nothing else of anybody else. Like, it was all them. E! News was talking about it. Like, it was everywhere. Like, everywhere was, everybody was talking about it. So I feel like, you couldn't help but not watch it. Every time you went somewhere, it was on a page. Like, you would click it. So I think I clicked at least 50 times. Like, and then I saved it. So then I was on my phone. So then you have the up close clip that they have on Instagram, and then you have the widespread clip. So I save the widespread, and then it's just like, when you have it on your phone, you just go through your phone. You're like, oh, there's the clip. Let me watch it. So
yeah.
I would say about 50 to maybe 100 times, but
that's about right.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been very, very thirsty for a very, very long time.
Very, very long time.
Yeah.
I'm parched. I'm so parched. Right. But I'm a little good now. I'm not as parched, but I'm just ready for Valentine's. So yeah.
Okay, MC, what are your thoughts on the clip?
I just had like so many questions when I watched it. But before I say anything, shout out to Luke Newton and Nicola Coughlin. You guys are killing it just from like even the small moments. Like, she didn't even blink, dude. She did not even blink when she was staring at him. That's the part that I just couldn't stop staring at. And then who was it about the pupils? Who said that?
Me. I think it was JP. I said that. No, it was me.
Yeah, like
both of us.
Her pupils were dilated. I told the chat.
Like, how
I was
can
like,
you
her
even
pupils
train?
Were dilated.
I don't even understand how that woman does it. So shout out to Nick. We love you. And then I just love. I watched it so many times that because I was like trying to see like Luke's eyes, how they were like shifting from one eye to the other, like as she was saying the your eyes are so blue and like beautiful. I bet you that Colin was probably thinking the same thing about Nicholas
about
Penelope's Penelope. Eyes. Yeah. So
I had said it was a perfect opportunity to say, you too.
Right.
Yeah. So I, and you could just see like how pretty her eyes are, you know?
I know, you can see them.
I love the outfit, the little scarf on the neck, like, oh my God, that's super cute. And then I think, and then the, like, the hairdo, I'm thinking, you know, the first clip that we got, it was like the 2 to 3. It looks like that same hairdo. So like, I'm maybe like that day that they were filming that scene. That's what I thought. So yeah. So that I was just like,
reminisce.
I know. I was like, I got a lot of nostalgia watching it. And then, so I think that of course it's a lesson. But why are they doing the lessons over at his place? That's the type of question that I have. Like, why is she over there knowing that Eloise doesn't like her? And like, what's the excuse that, like, did she go over there to try to talk to Eloise and then like Colin just happened to be there and they were just like, I don't know. You know what I mean? And then why does he look so worried about Eloise coming into the room? Like, what does he care? And then, like, does he know about, like, I bet you he probably does know about the conflict. And then I also think, like who's the friend? And I'm thinking that it's probably her new maid, Sophie. I think her friend is Sophie, the eye doctor coming in.
Oh dear God.
The eye doctor, he walked
you
in.
I don't know what's worse. I don't think it's the eye doctor. I think it's you thinking that this maid is Sophie and it is driving me nuts.
It's
not Sophie.
But what if it's a new maid, Mia?
That's what I'm saying.
It could be a new maid. That's true. But I don't think it's Sophie, though. Because you still think it's that girl who was the maid in season two.
Well,
and it's not her.
Well, I'm thinking it. I don't know. They just named her. They weren't even like naming her and they just named her. And I'm pretty sure she's on the season 3 first episode. So
did you see that, MC? Did you see that physically?
Yes. I think so. Did I dream it? Maybe.
I'm sorry. I love you, MC.
But,
you're so funny.
I think I just have lots of different questions. Like, why isn't she mad at him? You know what I mean? Like, what's the order of things? Or like, why is she even there? And like, why is he getting so nervous about Eloise? And I like the idea of like hiding her, but
I
like that idea too.
I don't know. I think my favorite part was like the little pink scarf. I thought that was so cute.
Her little ascot
to the side.
And Mia's.
And I think they match her little gloves she's got on too.
No.
I have to rewatch it more then. Because I was just literally just staring at their eyes the whole time.
I know. She didn't blink at all. I like that you said that. She didn't blink at all.
He did not blink.
He blinked. Yeah. I think he blinked like a tiny bit. Oh. And it looked like he was about to drop a tear. Like, it was like a blink tear. Like, oh my gosh.
My favorite part was when he like gulped that whole lemon.
Right.
Like, yes. Gulp.
I also think that he probably said something before we got that clip, right? Like, did he maybe say something like, well, show me what you would say to a suitor or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm assuming. He said that.
That's why he was so surprised, right? Yeah, Kayla,
I
what
agree
do you
with
think?
Everything that you guys have been saying. Like, I love their outfits. I love the chemistry. Like, the chemistry is everything. Like, the eye contact, it looks so natural. I love every part of it.
Yes.
The part that we haven't talked about yet that, like, really got me was the picture behind them of Edmund and Violet kind of watching over them.
Oh,
I was like,
yeah.
Oh, I did remember.
It
yep.
just makes me think. It really makes me think that their story is going to be very, like, intermingled, where like Violet has a big influence, and because like they might have a similar story, Colin's gonna have like advice from her and stuff. So I just love that, because that photograph is actually new. Like, that wasn't in the drawing room in season one and season two.
It wasn't.
And so I think that's a big
I didn't even
message.
See that.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
No?
So
and it's a, I
look
think
closely,
after, because they have
beautiful.
Finally casted Edmund, and so you actually see a picture of Edmund and her on the wall. I thought that was so cool. That was cool.
I think it was cute that Lady Bridgerton was wearing a similar dress to Penn's, and she was holding like a yellow piece of fabric or a blanket. I don't remember what it was.
She was in the photo?
Yeah, she was holding like a yellow blanket or something.
Yep, gotta go back and watch it.
That's what I was doing, is I watched the clip so many times. I'm like, okay, now I'm gonna look around the background and see what else there is.
I love
all saw that photo.
Little Easter eggs. Damn.
Yeah, I love that, bro.
I didn't even see that.
Blue? Is she wearing blue?
Yep.
I think so, yes.
Or greenish blue.
She's wearing like a bluish green dress. And she's got like a yellow, like maybe it's like a shawl or like a blanket, but
yeah. And then the pink.
The
and then
symbolism.
The pink, right? Oh, and then she's wearing pink of like the touch of love.
So also Penelope's, she does have like a yellow little, she does. Also Penelope's little ascot, is it lavender or is it pink? It looked pink to me.
I kind of saw it as white.
Was it white? It looked pink to me.
I'm sorry, Caitlin, did you finish your, did I interrupt you?
Yeah, I feel like everything else was said, but yeah, I just really like that Violet and Edmund portrait just like looming above them, just watching them fall in love. It's just so sweet.
It's so cute. Do you think the actor, the Rupert, it's not Evan.
Right. Rupert, no, it is Rupert. It's Rupert Young. No, it's Rupert Young.
It's Rupert something. It's not Rupert Evans, is it?
It is Rupert Evans. It's Rupert Evans.
Okay. I hope he comes back. I like him.
Yeah, he was a pretty hot Edmund. And they casted that Edmund very well.
I think Colin looks the most like him up with his sons.
Does.
As well as Ledger. Yeah,
he looks like Ledger too somehow. Like, how did they, they cast these generations? Like,
right?
Because it's Shonda Lynn Chapman.
I'm like very curious, like when you're saying like the, what is it called?
Yeah, Rupert Evans.
The parallels between Violet's relationship with Edmund and then Colin with Penelope. Like, I'm just wondering with like the spinoff series if we're gonna get like now that we saw Paul and they're going to do the Edmund. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just
that's like that makes me think that's kind of like a little Easter egg of like what's to come.
Yeah, yeah.
Too. Like, which Edmund and Violet, they're coming. Like.
Because she might even tell Colin, like, the way that you guys are with each other is the same way you, your father and I were. You know, so cute.
Mm-hmm. Like, he was, like, maybe we'll see, like, a background of how they felt. If they do, like, a little background of,
yeah, like a spinoff.
Not a spinoff, but, like, if they do, like, a little clip of, like, them showing how they met. Like, hi, I'm... Mm-hmm. I just want to hear him say hi. I'm Edmund Bridgerton. I just need to hear that because that's like that just starts the whole thing. It just starts everything. Starts the whole journey.
Oh, I did read their little novella. Can I give you just one spoiler? The Edmund and Violet story.
That's out.
Yeah, yeah, it's been out for a while.
Oops. Go ahead, because I'm probably not
has all the epilogues.
So, one thing is that they're friends to lovers, but the funniest thing is when she first sees him again, she says that she looks over at, she's at a ball and she looks over at the food table and she says there's a man eating more food that should be humanly possible, and that's her first time seeing Edmund.
Wow, so much parallel.
That's so cute.
That's why Colin's such a booty, because he's like his dad.
I hope he eats a lot this season, and you know what I mean, not just food.
Oh man, we asked that question. What is it, her penusy? I don't even know what that is. I don't know if that's the right term for it, but somebody made it.
Penusy. Hashtag penusy. We're going to make it a thing. Penusy.
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 Penusy. That's what I say.
I thought it was penusy.
Or it even looked like it could be Penisy. You were right when you said it sounded like Hennessy at first.
It did. I thought it was like Penisy. I was like, yes, you better drink that Penisy. But then I was like, no, oh my God. But I like what you said about what did you say?
Penisy. Penisy.
That's why I said it sounded like it was going to be Pedussy. Like, Pedussy. But then I was like, no, it's not. Anyway, a lot of people, I did a poll and everybody said that they're for sure thinking he's going to do the Pudusi thing or Pinyu.
Oh, yeah.
They were for sure saying it.
It's not a question about it.
It's been season one and two. We'll talk more about that on our next episode. Sorry.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I can't see it. I don't want to know. Oh, no. No.
Totally see it.
How we're going down. Oh, my God. No. Okay. Oh, my Jesus. That's going to be too much for me. That's going to be a lot.
Oh, my God. I just pictured it.
Can you picture it? That's what I'm saying. Can you physically see that? Like, I did have a vision of like, them, like, because you, I think I looked at it, like, how, you know how season one, they have all these, like, they have a mod, like, they literally go out to this garden, and they do it, and then after that, it's just, they do it here, and they do it there, and they do it over there. That's kind of how I saw it with them. But it was going to be way worse. I don't know why I thought it was going to be way worse, though. Like, it's going to be way worse.
Well, this season, isn't it supposed to be, like, even hotter than season one?
It according to the news outlets, it's hotter than the book. So,
damn,
that's a lot for me. But okay.
I guess Jess Brown is reading some fan fiction, so I don't know. Got creative.
Does anyone else have any final thoughts about our last clip?
I think that I'm just really excited to see them just be them. I can't wait to see it. And that was just a little snippet of what we got. According to all of everyone else, it says we're just getting started. It's just the tip of the iceberg. Yeah. It's all of the colloquialism stuff.
Like, damn.
It's only just begun, as Karen Carpenter says.
I'm just thinking, like, if that's the first clip we have and how, like, amazing it is already, like, that just makes me really excited.
I'm scared.
Has it been worth the wait?
No.
I hope so.
No, we need a lot more for it to be worth the wait.
No.
Oh, for
he
sure.
Better, but just, he better switch her. He better switch her to a wild brawl. Like, it better be so aggressive. Like, that's the only way. But even some of the actors were like, y'all, it's worth the wait. I think Martin said that. He was like, y'all won't be, I promise you won't be sorry. Like, you won't be mad. It's really worth the wait. But, I mean, I better see so much, like, it better be so much drama, tension, love, romance. It better be, like, I better feel every emotion for it to be like, okay, it was worth the wait. Like, I better feel everything.
All right, everyone. Well, thank you for listening to this special episode of our podcast. Just a heads up, we will probably be making more as season three starts ramping up. And I know we're really excited to see what we're going to be getting on Valentine's Day. So do we dare give our predictions for what we're going to get?
I'm hoping that we'll get a sneak peek of part two. Because all the stuff we've gotten is, I think, from part one. So
that's a good point.
To see, I think, everything is stuff from part two.
That would be nice. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I hope
too early for a trailer.
Right?
Yeah.
Would they drop a trailer that early, though?
They could. They did it for Queen, like, Charlotte, but I feel like Queen Charlotte was.
They
different.
Could do a part one trailer.
They could do a teaser.
Oh, that's right. They could. Mm-hmm. That could be true. Because they did do that for other shows. Like, they dropped part one trailers, and then they would drop part two trailers. So that could be true. We could get a part one trailer.
I'm thinking that the February 14th thing is going to be something with those four. Okay, Luke, Nicola, the other Luke, and Claudia, because they were all in New York, and they were probably filming the February 14th special. So I'm
guessing the February 14th special is live, though.
It's live. It's in London.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, it's wasn't there like for the last interview one. Type thing. Like, there's gonna be question, like, Q&A kind of thing, and then it says like extra, like, special things, like, tune in, right? So I kind of think we're gonna get a poster too.
Yeah.
Ooh, I hope we get a poster. I hope we get a poster.
Or they're gonna release the book cover.
Yeah.
Ooh, I don't care what it is. I just want a poster.
I'm wondering if we're also gonna get like an extended version of the clip that we got from the ice, where like Eloise actually walks in, and then you actually get to see like Penelope's,
maybe they're gonna give us something different.
I think it'll be a teaser, honestly.
I think it's gonna be a trailer because May
a
is
teaser trailer.
May
yeah.
is the first. May is. I feel like May is like it's. I mean, it's right around the corner, so I feel like they're gonna just drop a part. But it's gonna be for part one.
Well, because on the 14th, that's the 3 month mark. Till
yeah.
drops.
Yeah. So
usually
I feel
they
like
only release a trailer. In the past, they've only released it like a month before.
That's what I was wondering, if we would get something that early. But I feel like if they are gonna drop the trailer on the 14th, then we'll get a part two trailer during Pollen Week in April.
That's true.
Because otherwise, it's kind of dumb. Like, they only have a month in between the parts. So would they really release the trailer for part two in that month span? Or would they do
they
it
might
beforehand?
Release the trailer for part two in March. Or no, they might do it in April. Yeah, then that's
so I said
true.
Maybe Pollen Week.
I don't think they're going to do anything for part two. I think we might see clips of it in the trailer. But I think they're going to try to just keep it under wraps and just try to do part one as much as possible.
Because trailer number, because part two is just gonna be them having sex most of the time anyways, so.
Yeah,
it really is.
And it's everybody also gonna knows. Be like the whatever lady whistle down drama, you know, so I don't think they're gonna want to reveal that much. Can I ask a question?
So what real quick, so last year for Queen Charlotte Valentine's Day, they got a teaser trailer but not the final trailer, so that might be
when did they get the final trailer.
That's a good point.
They got the final trailer a month before.
Okay.
That's what I said. I think it's going to be the trailer. MC?
That was going to be my question. Who was at the event? Like, what did they release? Because I can't remember. It was that the little meet cute?
No, the meet cute was the meet cute for Queen Charlotte came like months, like I think in May. Did it come in September? No, it was in September. No, it was September. It was at the Tudum in September.
Okay, never mind.
Because we got the first look in summer or spring. No, we got the first look. Bro, when did we get
the first
look?
I think it was September.
Look? No. We had got the first look, I think, in June of 2020. No. Because the first look was like her hair being in an afro. And then we got the clip of them. When did we get that damn first look? Hold on. I'm sorry. That's going to drive me nuts. Because I know we got it. Well, wow, I've looked that up, but y'all can talk because I'm going to find it.
So what was released on February 14th for Queen Charlotte?
A teaser trailer.
Is it the one where she's with her brother?
No.
It's like an actual trailer, but it's just like a small, like a really small trailer, not like a scene.
Oh, okay.
Whatever we get on the 14th, I think the 14th is like the doors opening, like officially and staying open. And I feel like we'll be getting things like at least every two or at least maybe once a week, as long as promos go. Like we'll get a promo at least every 2 weeks, I would think, from that point on.
More posts on Instagram and
I'm
so excited.
Yeah.
I can't wait for the reels.
I really, really, really hope so.
And the interviews and the reading.
Oh my god!
From the book.
I just want to see if they're going to coordinate coming up. If they're going to coordinate,
they will get their cover on their magazine cover.
Oh my god!
Coming out.
Maybe we'll get that. I don't know. We're gonna get something big, though. I think.
I just want to see if they're going to coordinate.
I took off work, so I'm ready.
I have a big event at school on the 14th. So I can't take it off.
Just don't look until you get home.
We all already submitted our questions. So even though it's live, I don't really know why it's live. Because are we going to be able to ask more questions?
They're probably going to take our questions and answer them live.
So out of all of us, who's going to go? Like,
I'm going. I
took off half a day. Yeah.
Can you record it and share with me?
Sure.
I'm sure they'll release it right away. But
no, they didn't release the Queen Charlotte live event.
Oh, they didn't?
No.
Oh shit. Okay.
I'm sure it'll get recorded somewhere too if for some reason it doesn't happen, but someone will record it.
You for me.
I have to figure out how to, but okay.
Okay, the first book was September 25th, 2022. But that was To Dumb. So To Dumb is when we got the clip of their first meet of Queen Charlotte. But there was a photo of her just with an afro that we got like way before that. Like it was just her and she had like a, it was just her and she was standing in the, she was standing in Buckingham Palace and she was like
right before they get married.
Right. No, it was right before they got into an argument. Remember their first argument?
Oh yeah. When he left her off at the house.
Right. Yeah. And then the trailer, the official trailer came February 16th, 2023.
Oh, I thought it was February 14th.
No, it was February 16th.
Oh.
Well, so we got the first look on the 25th of September and then the trailer February 16th.
Well, and the season came out in May, right? For Queen Charlotte?
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, then it's kind of lining up.
Yeah, no, it makes perfect sense. But after the trailer, we got a shit ton of promos, like introducing each character. Mm-hmm. So that... like the little clips of them like introducing who each person is,
like the reels or whatever.
Yeah, those little reels of like, this is King George and this is Lady Danbury.
I think we'll get clips of some of our newer characters too, like I hope we get one of Lady Tilly and like some of the new suitors and like Marcus Anderson, and
yeah,
that'd be fun.
I can't wait for Penelope and Colin's new reel, because their reels the last 2 years have been all about Colin's heart. What's gonna say about Colin's heart this time?
Like, we get
Colin is in a sham. Oh, here it is. That wasn't it. So this says September 23rd, we got that first clip of like her when she, it says, dearest readers, rejoice in formal introduction to royal. Oh yeah, that was it. So September 23rd, 2023. And then we got the clip.
Damn, they got a lot of stuff like way beforehand. Like,
yeah, it also,
I remember that about them.
Yeah, it was because it was coming out that next year in 2023. So that does make sense. Which I think that's what they were saying. Like, Queen Charlotte was like a gap between season 3 and season 2. It was like to give us something to hold us over or to give us like a backstory. And then they were going to announce season 3. But I think they did that because of the time jump. I really do believe there's going to be a time jump. But and that's just theory. But yeah.
All right. So again, thank you everyone for listening to this very special episode of our podcast. We couldn't have done it without all of our listeners and Bridger B community. We appreciate you taking time out of your day to listen to us. Of course, you can follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Buzz of the Ton. Make sure you message us. We love to hear from you. Stay tuned for our next episodes, which are released every Tuesday. After all, what do ladies do best? Be the Buzz of the Ton. Bye.
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 Bye. Bye.